Was a cross-racial song done by Fireboy featuring Ed Sheeran. I mean, listening to that alone, it sounds like an impossibility, but hey, it is a reality indeed. And a beautiful piece of music, of course, you heard in the news of that particular song is, you know, topping the charts across the globe. And we are proud that the sound of Africa, the sound of Nigeria, Afrobeat as you like to call it, are indeed rocking every beat and part of the world. This is a gift that we must harness and use very wisely. Because like I always say, where we play lasts for long, but it never lasts forever. If you look at history, you remember that music and the sound of music and acceptance move from region to region, from sound to sound. Right now, Africa is on the map. Nigeria is on the map, making great sounds that the world is catching into. We should put some structure in place to ensure that we do not misuse this opportunity, because hey, sound is going to move. Tomorrow it could just be something from the Calypso, it could just be something from another region. So guys, remember that. But that's a beautiful piece of music, if you ask me.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're doing us proud, and we love that.
Yes, indeed, we love it. Good morning, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome indeed. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And, well, the Techers are your only real-life married couple co-presenting or co-hosting a radio show live every day. And we are here again to bring some light, some smiles, some laughter into your homes, into your cars, into your office, and every part of you right here in whatever it is you're listening to us.
All right, on that note, welcome again, Lagos. How are you doing this morning? We hope that you are fine. We hope that you are in a good space, mentally, physically, and every other lee. Check your time, it's 10 minutes past 10. Today is the 17th day of January 2022. And yes, what a day to be alive. The week is running really fast already. Today is Monday, right? It's Monday, it's a fresh week. Yeah. And we also pray and hope that the rest of the week would be fruitful and productive. Mm.
Amen to that. A big amen to that. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it has to do with the productivity, right? Mm. And Mondays are the days that people say, well, if your week is going to be great, it starts from a Monday. Mm. So if you get it right today, you most likely will have an amazing rest of the week. But I don't know how true that is.
I was going to ask you, how true is that? That fact? Is that a statement of fact?
It's an African belief that, you know, how even it going to be now from morning? You're going to know. I think there's a proverb of along those lines, like how your evening is going to look like. Mm-hmm. You were determined by how the morning starts. I don't know if there is, like, again, if there's any statement or any element
of fact in that,
of fact or truth in that. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you look at it critically, psychologically, okay, you know, if you do not start well, you don't take off well, it has a way of affecting you.
True.
I remember in 100 meters race, the very last that Usain Bolt did, mm-hmm, I mean, that's a legend. Mm-hmm. But if you look at that particular race that he lost, his very last race, he lost the race, you know, he's take off. It was obvious that his takeoff, something wasn't right. Mm. But along the line, I mean, he had to even stop halfway because he couldn't complete the race.
Wow.
So, yes, if you look at incidences like that, mm-hmm, you know, but it's not always the case. You might want to believe that psychologically, if you get it right at the beginning, mm-hmm, you have a way of just, that has a way of motivating you.
True.
To go all out,
yeah,
you know, as it were. But it's not always like that.
It's not exactly. It's not always like that, you know. When you kick off, maybe your kickoff wasn't just right.
Yeah.
But along the line, you found a way to put yourself together,
yeah,
and that could also help you with a good result at the end of the day.
That's right. So that means that statement, you know, for some people will be like, no. It might just be demoralizing. If it's a fact, it might be demoralizing to some people, mm-hmm, that how you start the week will determine how it end.
Yeah.
You know, that means if you mess up today, that means you just be like, oh, I give up on the
for
week.
For the rest of the days.
How you start every day doesn't matter. It's how you finish that matters.
True that. True that. And on that note, welcome. It's the first day of the working week.
Yep.
And we're really hoping, really, that you're starting the Monday on a fresh and beautiful, exciting, happy mood.
Yep.
With us right here on the show, What's Up Lagos?
Absolutely. We're here again with yet another exciting time for the week. Well, starting with today, we have our regulars lined up. As usual, you can hear the sound of music playing beneath our voices. That tells you that it's time for the feel of Lagos. And after that, we've got the Kuda Game Show coming up at 10:45.
All right, do not forget that also we'll be bringing you some really hot, juicy stories from social media. So a lot happened over the weekend, so we'll bring in some of those gist, and you tell us what you think about them as well.
Absolutely. So these stories, of course, we need the relevant stories that would need your opinion on, so that we can learn from them and also get entertained by them and also get be kept abreast of happenings and the social media space.
That's right. Not to forget that from the 11 o'clock hour will be time for the family talk.
Yep.
And of course, Power Solutions is back.
It's back today after a successful 2021. And we're back again. That happens after 11. You'll be listening to yet the first episode for the year 2022.
That's right. But let's kick off the show with the feel of Lagos. How are you doing? What is happening around your area? This is Lagos.
Yes, it is Lagos. Let's take you to Lagos, ladies and gentlemen. She is Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And he is Collins. I love you like I love no one die.
All right, guys, let's roll, let's roll, let's get into it. The numbers haven't changed out there.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message if you please.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And hey, Twitter's back. Need I say that?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. All right, on Twitter. And that way, yes, I had a clap for that. Yeah, he deserves it. Don't forget the hashtag. Just tweet at us. Just tweet, What's Up Lagos? And tell us what's happening in your lungu. And don't forget the hashtags. A lot of hashtags. Nigeria Info WL. Also, hashtag Teke Dimeji. Hashtag What's Up Lagos. Hashtag The Tekes. Hashtag Andrea. Hashtag Collins. Hashtag Everything Beautiful right here on radio. So, guys, let's keep this going as we prepare for rollicking time on the radio.
All right, the phone lines are buzzing.
Absolutely. Let's see who's first to talk to us this bidet.
Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes! Just the life!
Good morning, the Tekes. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm so happy.
You're always happy.
I had to call. I'm so happy.
Wow.
Right. Chukwe Muka is always calling and he's always happy. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Oh my God.
I don't know. That's Koboko.
Welcome.
We know.
What is happening? I just came out from a newspaper stand. Come and see how Nigerians are happy with the Super Egos. I'm driving to my working place now.
Oh, yes.
Tell Egwabo, you know how you can go change in tactics for second half. They're giving me hypertension. And I don't blame Arino. If you play ball, you're going to know that there is too much tension and pressure in football.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
That's right.
That is pressure. Jesepero, you see that coach, what they say is standing by. They can never sign him. Let him go back. Jesepero should go back. Egwabo is my papa in coaching. Egwabo is my papa. Of Nigeria.
Absolutely. Of course, usually we ask you how the weekend went. One of the beautiful moments of the weekend was the fact that the Super Eagles also qualified to the next round of the AFCON. And of course, they had a beautiful game, which ended 3-1. And yeah, of course, it was beautiful. Sudan tried their best, but the Super Eagles were just, you know, soaring so high.
Exceptional.
As it were. People are already predicting that Super Eagles Indomitable Lions finals. It's going to be massive if that happens at the end of the day.
We're looking forward to it. But we hope that something like that happens.
Yeah, but I'm sure that the Super Eagles indeed can actually bring the cup home. Mm. I mean, with the games they've played. And the coach, his discipline. Yes. He's just, you know, you listen to him, you'll be like, come on. This guy knows what he's doing. You see, we're taking every game one cloud the other. Nothing like, oh, predicts. We are going to mark every game, mark every ball. And that's how the boys have been playing. Mm. They're chasing after the ball when they don't have the ball and ensuring. I mean, I'm really, really, really super impressed. And yes,
all,
I know
we're
a lot
all,
of Nigerians
we're all impressed.
Are happy.
We're really, really impressed.
All right, guys. For Koboko Man, he says at the newspaper stands, people have forgotten that there's any elections coming up next year. People have forgotten that stuff is happening in Nigeria. People are not even talking about the coronavirus, of course, which the NCDC has been reporting about. People are talking about the Super Eagles. What is the report in your Lungu this morning?
0700-993-993-993. Hello? Okay, do call us back. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Yes. Yeah.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
My name is Igwe Victor.
Welcome, Igwe Victor.
How was your weekend?
It's been fine.
Okay.
I'm on admission at Lagos State University Teaching Hospital in Ikeja.
Wow. Oh. I can hear that from the sound of your voice that you're not so fine.
Yes.
What's the matter? Do you want to tell us?
All I need is prayer.
Okay.
Hmm. I've had a very serious health issue since December 18th last year.
Wow.
Just help me in prayer.
All right. All right.
I need your prayers. I need to get back to the house and continue with Niger community info. I've been meeting you people. I've been meeting the wonderful callers.
We pray for you that you receive healing.
Speedy healing. Just, you know, set your mind that you're leaving the hospital very soon and strong and sound, okay?
So thank you very much.
There's something I would like for you to do for me and for yourself.
Yeah.
So place your mind on the fact that you're receiving healing.
Yes.
All right.
I have that courage and faith.
All right. That's good. That would help you heal faster.
And well, our prayers also would back it up with our own prayers from this side. And the entire What's Up Lagos and Nigerian Folk community, they're hearing you.
Send me away to everybody. I enjoy and I miss all of you.
No problem, Victor.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you for calling.
From his sick bed, he's calling. That's plenty love. That's one. Secondly, that means he
believes in the community.
The community is not just a community of people who call in to scream and shout or just talk about what's happening or what is said in the studio.
Yeah.
It's a community of people that he has come to trust that there is love, there is care.
Mm.
And that is why he can make this decision to call the radio station and say.
True.
So we are going to put our hearts all out there to ensure that we'll pray for that gentleman to receive his healing and indeed to leave the hospital as soon as possible so that he can join again with happiness and scream, "What's up, Lagos?" and get excited about life one more time.
Absolutely.
That's the right attitude,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Let's all have his name, Igwe Victor, in our prayers.
Mm. Absolutely. He's a regular caller.
Yeah, he is. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Chest alive!
Mr. Collins.
Good
morning. Thank you very much. Good morning.
I'm so much excited for you guys.
Whenever
I listen to you guys, I feel so much happy. I wish I can get a woman like Adoji in my life. I will feel happy so much because the way two of you are doing in the studio shows me that a good marriage lead somebody to a better life in life.
Yeah.
So, my name is Azubike. I'm coming from Oyo Sodi.
Thank you so much, Azubike.
My regards to that our young man that called in the hospital bed.
Igwe Victor.
They applaud them for you. I wish that the next time that you call, you may be in the hospital bed calling us.
Amen.
In your house calling us. God will do it for you. Please have the faith. So if you only have the faith, that's the only God can work in your life. I think God will do it for you.
Mm. Amen.
When it comes to my own area here,
yeah.
Since last week, life has been punishing us so much. We don't have life.
Mm.
Okay.
And since then, many of us are burning generators. So every time, every day by day.
Okay, but what morning, area specifically?
The place is Afalogun area.
Okay. Yes, yes.
So that area has been a black since 1 week and we don't have light. Mm-hmm. I'm asking people to talk to the PSN to remember us in that area.
All right.
We need to be burning fuel always. It's not going to be the money that one that is going to buy fuel is going to pay our NEPA bills. So they're not being good to us. I want people to tell them to give us light.
All right.
And I want Nigeria in school to be watching this super ego. So this super ego, the way they are going, I believe that in the next few days ago, the cup will be in Africa, and that Africa that will be in Nigeria.
All right. Amen to that.
That's watching.
All right. Amen to that. Thank you so much. You said a lot of things, plenty of things in one call. And of course, the most prominent, of course, talked about the super goods. Everyone is talking about that indeed. And the most prominent was the fact that light, electricity in their area. So how has IKED, how have they been treating you, by the way? And how have the Eco Electric been treating you? Do you want to share with us? Go ahead and let's know.
0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In this WhatsApp, they go.
Just alive.
In this Lake Bamtaga and physically challenged.
Well,
welcome.
I stopped because of that man. Mm. I don't want to come before. I want to pray for him. Like I said in my song, there is nothing God cannot do. There is nobody he cannot heal. I pray that wherever he is now, I pray that God will be in him.
Amen.
I pray that he should receive our healing.
Amen.
And I pray that very, very soon he will come back to this church and give me testimony.
Yes.
So go ahead, I can go ahead and listen to this song to receive your healing. There's nothing God cannot do by Lake Lord. I pray that God will heal you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. He's got a song, There's Nothing God Cannot Do. Olua Koride Leke. And there is a physically challenged individual who decided, you know, to go into music and is calling now to pray for someone who's in the sickbed. And that's the love we talk about, the family members of this amazing show and this radio station. Let's get back to more calls. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Nigeria Info?
You're calling.
This is my first time calling. First time, man.
All right, great, fantastic. Good to have you.
My name is Tansy for Lucky Face One.
All right, Tansy, it's What's Up Lagos. That's what the show's called.
What's Up Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life. Great
very
to
happy.
Have you. Great to know. Samson.
I pray for the brother that was very sick by the grace of God. We receive his healing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
He will receive his sight and be active, more productive this year than ever.
Amen. Amen to that.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you too. Appreciate people calling just to pray for Igwe Victor, who's in the sickbed. And so I hope that by the next time he called, like just some have said, he would not be in the sickbed. Instead, he would be in his sitting room, his palo, you know, to holla at us with more energy. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andre.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Yeah, good morning to you, the microphone heavyweight.
Good morning to you, Sai.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life! Wow.
Thank you very much. My name is Vacha. I'm calling from Alausa at the moment.
Mm. All right. Welcome. Welcome indeed.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a lot of energy. How's Alausa this morning?
Yeah, Alausa is very good. Once it's 10 o'clock hours, I'm always very excited, even if I get through or I don't get through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thank because like today's a very special day because I've heard from my comrade brother, Comedy Kechuku, a.k.a. Kobokoma. So, call the microphone everywhere.
Yeah.
I had to channel that energy to Igwe.
Victor.
What's the name again?
Igwe Victor.
Igwe Victor, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish him soon recovery in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well said indeed. It's time for us to go on a break, right?
That's right. We're going to break quickly. When we come back, it'll be time for the social media highlights. Stick around.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. 31 minutes past the hour of 10. That's not a good way to say the time. Well, it's 29 minutes to the top of the hour. 29 minutes to 11 o'clock. And this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers on a beautiful Monday morning.
Yeah, that's right. We kick off with the social media highlight. And this particular story is not so much on the good side. So this woman is a story of a woman somewhere in Kenya who poisoned her two children and also committed suicide afterwards. And this was as a result of her husband or her husband's infidelity. And this was deduced through the suicide note that she left behind. So we're going to read that suicide note that says, "My dear, thank you for what you have done for me. But what I can tell you is bye, bye, bye. I take care of your parents, but you don't have to appreciate it. But thanks. Continue with life. Find another one to bring in your house. But remember, no one will live in peace. I wish you all the best in your life." And then there's a picture of her where she hung herself.
Really sad story, trust me. Very sad story. That kind of story. Suicide should never be an option, man. No matter how bad the situation is, there's no situation that is really, it's really bad that you can't, it's not fixable, that you cannot, you know, overcome. Sincerely, that's just the least I can say, because it's become it's become a major talk year in, year out. People get to take that as an option.
So it's very possible that this case of infidelity coming from her husband has been a reoccurring thing. Maybe it's habitual.
Yeah.
And she's done so much to keep the relationship together. They have two children together. There is one, there is two, and the other one, five.
Yep.
But nothing seemed to change. And she's maybe has moved from the place of depression.
Yep.
Right? And then she had to do this to herself. You know,
it's usually if a person has suicide thoughts, of course, that means they have a mental, they are dealing with
absolutely,
as it were. A prize and advice to everyone you might be listening right now, perhaps, you know, your mind has been going, you see this guy, and you've been thinking about that as an option. Please, in the name of the Creator, it is not an option, no matter the situation. It would never, it should never be an option.
If you have found yourself in a situation where you start having suicidal thoughts, seek help. It might be tough for you to come out to talk about it, but the moment you have started sensing that you cannot control your thoughts or you cannot control your actions, or you know, these thoughts are coming to you and they are consistent, please, we're begging you, seek help. Talk to someone that could help you. Talk to someone that will provide help, and that someone could be a therapist or a mental health psychologist that could help you.
Is this part of our world? This part of our world, a lot of people do not take seriously mental health generally. You know, the moment you open up, even in some cases the society itself, the moment you open up and say something about, oh, mentally I don't think I'm stable, people are, you don't demand,
don't increase.
You know, and that has to change. Everyone, as far as you have a brain, you have a mind, you certainly have, you can have mental issues. It's okay. It's human to have mental, to have a mental challenge. Because you think.
Yeah.
So we have to change that mindset, as it were. Really sad story.
Really sad.
I hope there's some good news on the social media highlights.
Well,
today.
I don't know if this is a good news, but it will come off as a good news for this particular woman. So a video of a woman was trending online, how that she was expressing gratitude to God because she experienced snowfall for the first time in her entire life. And, you know, she was just giving God thanks, you know, that it's her first time that she and her family would be experiencing snowfall for the first time in the U.S.
It might sound hilarious. And people can go on social media and just laugh and say many things. What do you mean? But the truth is, low-key, for those who have never experienced snow, low-key, You want to know what it's, you want to
what it
touch
feels
it.
Like.
You want to touch it. You want to lie on it. You know?
Yeah.
And the difference with snow is that it's not dust. You can't just vex with the summertime. You now jump in dust and say, oh, let me play, have it fun. It's friendly. Though it's cold, I mean, but it seems friendly. It's really trouble. So low key, some people want that freedom.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in the heat, in the heart of Lagos? Heat, sun, mama you. May come we see if you see just one snow, one area where there's snow. We can just remove your shirt and jump. Please, how many of you have thought that thought before? Please raise your hand right now or send a tweet and say, yes, I agree. You know, at Nigerian 4FM, hashtag What's Up Lagos, I agree. Truly, once in a while, when heat hits you, you'll be like, man, I wish I could just see snow somewhere. And he's not the only one. There are a lot of Africans who have experienced snow the first time, and then, you know, they're like, man, this is another experience.
What is that thing that you experienced for the first time and then it made you have this culture shock? You just, you know, boom, it just, you know, blew you away.
My first flight.
Right.
You know, you want to put yourself together. So maybe today we should just have people share their, or maybe we find some time to share your first flight experience. You know, you sit down there, you want to put yourself together, but those who are watching, they know. They don't say, Where you first be hooked is the fact that no matter how much you check the belt, when they say, oh yeah, fasten your seat belt, we're fumble. Because your mind, you'll be thinking, you think in your head. That's for those who are not exposed to it early anyways. But hey, most people are on that. So you'll be thinking your head is seat belt of the car. You'll be looking for where to plug. And you behave until they say, do you need anything, sir? You know? So what I did, because, you know, smart me, what I did was before I went there, you know, I ensured that I checked. I went online. I went to Google to see the, how it's used, how, and I checked. I'd done that even before. So when I got there, it was just easy. I just plugged the stuff in my face. But it was shocking.
But that's actually a very good tip, right? So if you want to experience, if you know you're going to experience something for the first time, just Google about it.
I know
a few
things about
it. Do a few things.
But here's the thing. What they write versus what you experience, most times it's not the same. So if you reach them, no, there will still be something Shada will give you away, no matter how put together you are. I went to take off or landing. You behave.
Moving away from the airplane experience. I remember a time, I wouldn't call her a cousin, but a family friend.
Yeah.
She entered a car for the first time when she came to our house. Yeah, for the first time. I think she was around 10 years thereabouts. Mm-hmm. She has never entered a car.
Wow.
And that day she entered that car, she was shouting, everybody come, oh, mommy, oh, I am inside the car. I enter moto. You know, it was, I could feel the whole, you know, gratitude, whole, you know, it was beautiful. And that's exactly the experience this young woman had when she felt snow for the first time. Anyway, moving away from that story, this particular one has been trending serious on social media. In fact, everyone has come up with their own opinion as to what they will do to that girl if that girl was their sister, or if that girl was their daughter
or friend or family member
or whoever. Uh-huh. Right. So a setting post surfaced on social media, how that this girl, 22-year-old, was given the option. Okay, she got a scholarship to study abroad.
Yep.
And then she told her boyfriend about it. And her boyfriend gave her the option to either choose him or the scholarship.
He's single. Go ahead.
To choose him or the scholarship. And this has got people really on the edge. Like, come on, who gave you or what gave you the audacity to question her scholarship? Why are you putting yourself as, you know, more important than her education, than her future? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people have actually criticized the guy, the boyfriend, for coming up with such an option or coming up with such a manipulative. Because for me, that is manipulation.
It's not just manipulation. He's wicked and he's selfish, very selfish, and all that. If you ask me, well, his left hand. No, go chop small.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? He's a kid. He doesn't have any. Because that's the thing. You're a freaking boyfriend for kind of loud. But you know, at the end of the day, the decision is still the lady.
Yeah.
The lady, if you go say, no, I love my baby, I can't leave my baby. I'm not going. I'll study in Nigeria. This Unilag.
I think it's because of the confusion. I'll go to Unilag. Right, because that's why this surfaced. I'm guessing that it was a therapist or a psychologist or a counselor who dropped this story. You know, she probably was in a state of confusion. You know, which should I choose? Which should I go for? And she needed clarity.
So, guys, let's assume that the lady's listening right now. She's got a situation in her hand. The boyfriend says, "Well, if you take the scholarship to go and study abroad, then you forget about our relationship. Forget about me." Have you found yourself in that situation? You know, it's easier for people to make decisions for you than you that you are in that situation.
Mm.
Love is crazy, man. Love is a crazy thing. But if you were that lady or you are in that situation, what would you advise a lady right now? What do you make of the stories you've heard today?
Right, all of the stories. We've given you the three top trending stories on social media. We told you about the woman in Kenya who committed suicide, killing her two children and herself, dropping a suicide note to her husband. And the reason she did all of this was maybe to punish her husband due to his infidelity.
Yes, send us a tweet at Nigeria Info FM, the hashtag Nigeria Info WUL. Do not forget, you can also comment on all the stories by calling us live.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01-465-7190.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Let's talk.
Take care, and Andre, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, first of all, the lady that the boyfriend threatened to, asked for, to take to, in the first place, he was never an option.
Mm.
You see, the problem is that most of these mommy's girls, mommy's boys, they go to school to read, but most of them, they don't read the school of life. When you cage your daughter, you don't let her mix. She doesn't, in the church, you don't let her take decisions. In school, she doesn't take decisions for herself. Even when they're in university, they will end up being dependent when it comes to critical
thinking decision
in life. Mm-hmm. And town girl, you know, if you tell that town girl that kind of thing now, you understand what she's saying.
That's right.
Tell the town girl that he will tell you. See, when I was, some time ago, I was a leader in a church.
Yeah.
And this thing happened to a girl. This girl, as I speak with you later, she was dying for this guy because this guy, she had that the guy had another boyfriend, and she was almost losing everything. And then somebody spoke with her, and today that guy, she's thanking God that she didn't get wrapped up with the guy, because today she went to school. She's now the MD of the oil and gas company.
Mm. Wow.
And that's the, but you see, that is for that the lady that committed suicide. I am 53, and at one time or the other, I think something like that came to my mind. Mm. I was really, really, really frustrated. And everything was just crumbling. But, you know, it came, and as it came, I pushed it away.
That's right.
I was able to push it away, you know.
Yeah.
But not many people will do that.
That's right.
Especially people who have not had first-hand experiences, have not had such things, or, you know, people who have crumbled mind.
Mm.
That's all I can say for now. And then Nigeria Super Eagles, they like to do trial and error. The trial and error is being now. So
let us wait. He calls it trial and error.
Okay. Man, I know there'll be people who never believe. Anyway, he said well.
You said, well, indeed. It's 10:45 already, and that means we'll be time for the, we are in the Kuda Game Show segment.
Yes, right.
But the phone lines are buzzing, really.
Yeah, I mean, you can send a tweet or WhatsApp. We can still take the messages, all right? But let me see if I can squeeze in a call or two for the comments before we get to start the first round of the Kuda Game Show. Hello, good morning. Yes! Yes! Cheers to life! Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have 30 seconds. Welcome to the show. Let's get your comments.
This is Joseph calling from Lagos Island this morning.
All right, Joseph, what do you have to say quickly? Let's talk.
Ah, The one that got me struck in is that girl story. What I think, only the left,
sorry, it wasn't very clear. He said, what have you got? Only the left, the batty. Say, you got confused. You're confused, Babu. Oh, my God. That was funny. That was funny, really. The line wasn't clear. I wish I could hear more. But, well, the Kuda Game Show is live right now. And it's time for us to get into that full effect. Are we ready for that?
Absolutely. But we will take a message from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Everybody needs a little help every now and then. Sometimes it's sugar or salt or an extra hand to change a flat tire or a small loan. At Kuda Microfinance Bank, we believe that your bank should do more than just store your money. We want to do more for you. So when you use your Kuda account to pay bills, buy airtime, and make transfers regularly, we'll offer you an overdraft, which is a low-interest loan that you can take anytime you need it. No long talk, no collateral, no paperwork involved. Just download Kuda on the Play Store or the App Store, open a Kuda account, and use it regularly to qualify for Kuda Overdraft. Kuda, free banking for you.
That's right, Kuda, free banking for you. And yes, the Kuda Game Show is live. So if you're tuning for the first time, you don't know how the Kuda Game Show works, I will tell you for free. So all you have to do is make sure that you have the Kuda Bank account and it is verified, is also active. The way that you can have it verified is by linking your BBN with your ID. It's that simple. So if your caller number 5, you will be guaranteed 1,000 Naira that will be credited to your Kuda account. And then you stand a chance to play for more money. And you can win up to 20,000 Naira. How cool is that?
That's very Nigerian info.
Oh, yeah. How Nigerian info is that? Come on.
Don't worry. I'm just...
But you get my
petty
show. You get my message.
Yep.
So you can call us up 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Now, you have the option to either play on or bank the money.
Yep.
So when you play, let's say you play up to 5,000 Naira, we're going to ask you, before you get the question for the 7,000 Naira, we're going to ask you if you want to bank that 5,000 Naira or you want to play on. Now, if you play on and you miss the question, you got the question wrong, you're going back to 1,000 Naira.
Shikena. So the only thing guaranteed in the Kuda Game Show is that 1,000 Naira.
1,000 Naira.
One other thing is guaranteed. If you're smart enough, you can make up to 20,000 Naira. So Lagos, Nigeria. If you're ready, we are ready. Let's play. 0700-993-993-993. And ladies, I haven't heard from any ladies today, have you?
I haven't. So please, ladies, do call us. We love the way your voice... Yes, your voice.
Yeah, personally, I do love it.
Okay.
Ladies, call me now.
Call it, though. Oh, God, what? Okay.
Oh, God, what?
The phone lines are buzzing.
The ladies' number is...
Be liking the way the ladies talk. Me, I'm saying my own. You're saying your own.
Okay.
It's all right.
Okay, ladies, we like, as a couple, we like the way you people talk.
It's okay.
01465-7190. That's for them, ladies.
All right. But really, jokes apart, we would love for you to call and win.
Hello.
Morning, Eben Praise.
Welcome, Eben Praise. You're caller number 1.
Keep trying. Yeah, so ready.
You've been the one.
All right, that's jamming like Bob Marley. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're caller number 2.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number 3.
Hello.
All right, you're caller number
4. Four.
Let's see who our caller number 5 is. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're calling the ladies' line and you're caller number 5. So what do we do to that? The line you're calling is for the ladies.
Who?
Yeah, so you have to call back. Hello.
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 Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
morning.
So, Collins, are you happy now?
I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Are we sure, is it a sign that women like money? That's the question. Because all the gist we're having is you didn't call. You reach Kuda now because money is involved.
Abi, that money is involved.
What's your name?
My name is Okpayemi Okumbade.
Okpayemi, welcome. So when we say Kuda, yeah, you say Bank of the Free. Kuda.
Okay. Bank of the Free.
Uh-huh. Yep. So you have a Kuda account, right? And it's activated?
Yes, I do.
All right. So let's play the game.
All right. Fantastic. So we're going to ask you a question. Our first question for you to play for 2,000 Naira goes thus. All right. Where can you get a pay ID on the Kuda app? A. Accounts section. B. Payment section. C. Budget section. D. All of the above. Payment ID on the Kuda app.
Account section.
Are you sure?
Yes, account section.
Pay ID. Account section. Not correct. That's not correct. But you have 1,000 naira guaranteed. So just hang on there. Someone will get your details. Okpayemi, and congratulations to you.
Mm.
All right, we move on to the next round, shall we?
Absolutely. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You are caller number one. Thank you for calling. Keep trying.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Moses.
All right, Moses, you call it number two. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're caller number three.
Mm. Hello?
Hello? Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number
four. Keep trying. As if the last caller number five is a lady.
Hello?
Oh! Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome. Who do we have?
Afusat.
You are just confirming the fact that women like money. But welcome, you are caller number five. We say Kuda, you say Bank of the Free. Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Mm. Fantastic.
Do you have a verified and activated Kuda account?
Yes, please.
Okay, so that means you're ready to play. You have 1,000 Naira guaranteed into your account. But let's play for more money. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do this. Your first question. When was the Central Bank of Nigeria established?
Central Bank of Nigeria.
Mm. Yes.
Where was it
established?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, answer the question.
You have 2 seconds left.
1959.
All right, 1959, your final answer.
Yes.
All right. Well, you're going back to 1,000 Naira, but mate, nice try.
At all.
Mm.
Just hang on this. Someone will get your details, all right? So you can get your 1K. I mean, that question was asked like 1 billion times, but now I thought that somebody
already know what it is.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, let's move on next.
But who do I have? That question, who we have now? That's because of the people want to ask.
That is 2,000 Naira. Come on.
We've given value to the question.
Now what for you all?
All right, guys. Don't forget to send your tweets coming in for the social media highlight stories. Keep the tweets coming in. Keep WhatsApp messages coming in as we play the game.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Grand praise.
Oh, caller number one for this round.
It's like you're the one. Are you the one I pray that prayer for? You be the one and not the two? Because you're always the one. You're not even the two. You're not near the five.
Oh my God. You be the one and not the two. I can't forget that
maybe
in my life.
He's the one I pray that prayer for. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
You're caller number two. Keep trying.
993-993.
Yes. Ediwalisa. Hello, your caller number three. Okay. Keep trying. Okay. Yes, keep trying. Only okay. Yes, sir. Hello, good morning.
You
are caller number four, so you are not the one.
Yeah.
I say you are the one and four are not the two. Oh my God. Let's see, caller number 5. Who would this be? I hope it's not a lady again this time.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I'm Moses coming back. Calling back.
Okay, Moses. Moses. Welcome. Welcome back. Kuda.
Bank of Free.
Bank of the Free.
Bank of the Free.
Great. So, Moses, do you have a Kuda bank account?
Yeah, I was going to play last week Friday, but I've sent my details on WhatsApp.
Oh,
hello,
you
don't need to call us and waste time for that one. Why are you not calling us to take... If when you were supposed to play, someone was calling to use that time.
To complain.
If I give a left hand, Moses.
And we've said this before. If you have any complaint, drop your WhatsApp message.
If you do not send it immediately, if you didn't get your details immediately, you play. Forget about it.
Forget about
it. If the show is over before you send your details, nobody will go back to check. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this segment is 15 minutes. Once it's 10, when it's 11, it's over. We just give you an extra 1 hour, you know, for you to send your details if you do not have. All right, let's see. Alternative caller number?
5.
Hello. Oh, what a lock.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's
good
your
morning.
Name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah.
Welcome. You are lucky caller number 5.
Yep.
So when we say Kuda, you say Bank of the Free. Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beautiful. So do you have a Kuda bank account?
Yes, verified.
Great. Have you played the game before?
Not at all.
You don't do the specs. I don't lie you.
I've never played.
All right, great. So great, fantastic. Good to have you. Congratulations. You have 1,000 naira in your Kuda bank account. Let's pay for more money, shall we?
Let's go.
All right. What is the motto of Nigeria? You are Nigerian. What is our motto? You have 2 seconds to answer that. Motto.
Peace, love, and progress.
Peace, love, and progress. Why is it that whenever you hear peace, you must think that love will be
follows.
There? Who put love in our motto? Please tell us. Which love? Is it agape love or the love of God or the love?
A platonic love.
Which love, sir? That's not correct, by the way. And 1,000 naira tell is not bad. All right, just hang on there. Someone will get your details. Oh, my God. Can we squeeze you? No, I don't think so.
No, we don't have time for that. We need to wrap this up right now. Thank you for participating. It's always fun.
We're supposed to collect that 1K from this, bros. You don't know the motto of Nigeria's motto.
You say peace, love, and what?
No, you can just say one love. One love. One love. Anyways, that's it, guys.
We'll take a message from our sponsors and then head straight to the newsroom. We'll be back for Family Talk.
Welcome back. Lagos, Nigeria. 2 minutes past 11. That's what the time says. Our trip from the newsroom. We're back again with the techers and what's up, Lagos, right here. Andrea, the beautiful Andrea, is by my left. She's my left-hand woman.
And the very handsome Collins is on my right. My right-hand man. Collins, take care.
Yes, indeed. Well, we have some tweets coming up, especially for those who commented on some of the stories that we, Andrea, brought on the social media highlights today. Or we brought on the social media highlights today. He told the stories. But we gather brought these stories. And also we have some WhatsApp messages. So we'll take those ones quickly before we get into our abridged episode of the Family Talk, which also has something very juicy to treat today.
Okay. So we have a few reactions. Let me see. Obed from Tulare says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. If that girl remain in that relationship in the next 24 hours, then she is as stupid as the boy. Come on. No rich insults now.
So you have concluded that the boy is stupid. Why is the boy is fighting for love? That's not the insult. The babe herself, for her to have brought it out to public, that means she's thinking about whether staying or not. So what stupidity?
I think
they say love is stupid, love is blind. Are you guys blind? You got no love. The mumuness that love can make you become as a man or woman. Don't look in your life now. Is this the point? Have you not done sacrifices for love? Stupid things. Have you not done something stupid? Something mumuish because of love before? No, tell me now. Tell me. You are listening to me. All of you, they're listening to me now. You want to tell me that you've never done a mumu thing? that you've not chosen, you've not made wrong decision because of love before. Harry, that is a human nature.
Mm.
So let's not just call her mumu anything. It's love. Love is involved.
Yeah.
Love.
Emotions are involved.
Emotions are involved, yes.
Mm. Let's see. There's another message. All right. Okay, this is coming from Fred. Fred says, "What's up, Lagos? Hashtag Collins and Dre. My friends, my favorite Paddy. My name is Fred from Amuodofi." And he says, "My wife was once in that situation," and he put in bracket, "advanced depression. As an event and concert audio engineer, I used to travel a lot for weeks at times, although she knew I was like that before we got married. Don't we have 3 kids in 6 years? I have not much of a relationship with my family. My profession took all my time. She's slowly sliding to depression because of lack of care and loneliness. I didn't call much, but I was faithful. She couldn't believe it because my looks always attracted look." And it says, one time I came back from a trip. I met her crying with a bottle of disinfectant in her hand. It dawned on me to change things. I begged her for weeks and canceled trips I had. Today, I don't travel that much, and we go on vacations every 4 months. Sometimes I travel with her. Now she is fast becoming an audio engineer. Thank God. So, wow, he had to share his own experience. You know, yeah. We also shared a story earlier of a woman who committed suicide due to the depression, depressive thoughts she's been having, or her depressive situation, her husband being
not being available,
being a habitual cheat, so to speak, and so she committed suicide and all of that. But hey, your story, Fred, is quite
inspiring, right?
Yes. And he had to understand, assuming he didn't come at that time when, you know, she was holding that disinfectant, what would have happened? What would have gone wrong?
Wow.
Well, I thank God for you, Fred, and your family.
Yeah, attention is very, very important, especially when you need attention of your partner, somebody you trust. Trust is a very important aspect or element of us as human beings, and it's not cheap. So when you share that with somebody, and then that person is betraying it, it's a tough place to find yourself.
True.
So maybe you might want to check on those you love right now. You never know. Someone might just be thinking. You might be hurting someone now, and you feel like, wound yourself. Truly, truly, do you mean that? Anyways, it's a good time for us to wrap this up and get into a family talk, shall we?
Absolutely.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Lagos, once again, welcome. This is the Family Talk with the Techers, where we discuss the biggest family conversation on radio. And today, yet another topic is in the oven. And for those who are in social media, you already have an idea of what the topic is all about, because we have posted that on our social media pages on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube, where you can find us streaming live. And then on Twitter also. Already some people are commenting on that on Twitter. But what is this topic for those tuning in on the radio?
So we're talking today the culture of entitlement in families.
Looks like we're going to break some tables.
We are going to shatter some tables.
Now, that culture of entitlement is on both sides.
Mm.
It's on the side of those who are expectant, and it's also on the side of those who are, you know, paying what they call black tax. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, if you have an uncle that has the money, you know.
And you're the recipient.
You're the recipient. So the recipient also has some level of entitlement.
Yeah.
The giver also has some level of entitlement because sometimes we talk on one side. Mm-hmm. But today we're going to touch a bit on both sides.
Yes.
And find out your personal experience and why.
Why?
Is it so?
Which takes me to this question. Why do family members express that sense of entitlement towards each other?
A deep question to ask. And is this culture encouraged directly or indirectly by parents? Have parents found a way of just saying, this is your brother.
Mm. Yeah,
your brother is your brother.
Yeah.
What you have is your brother's own.
Yes.
Statements like that.
Yes.
Oh, you know, maybe the idea of that was to
inculcate love
and
family bonding
and sharing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes it could be interpreted to mean that it is now
whatever my brother owns, I should own.
Aha. Uh-huh. It's now like a mandate.
Mm.
So if a person, the recipient, is thinking that it's a mandate, it now becomes a problem. So
yes.
And then there's that sense, that's entitlement. Have you had some family members visit you?
Mm.
They just come
or leave
and
with
they,
you.
Uh-huh, you just they'll just be entitled like, this is my brother's house, this is my sister's house. This is my uncle's house. In fact, they'll be so entitled that even the spouse sometimes might be feeling the entitlement.
Yeah.
They might just be claiming the spouse, this is our family, you came to meet us, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we want to break some tables, if possible, and talk about this and find out, because it has its own effects.
Absolutely. And then we want to find out the negative implication of this kind of culture. And also, if there are positives, are there positives to this kind of culture, the culture of entitlement in families?
Those are the questions we're asking today on the conversation of the culture of entitlement in families, especially in Africa.
Especially in Africa. We also want to find out from you if you have a personal experience
that
you would like to share, where that you have, either you have been the one having that feeling of entitlement, because let's even tell ourselves the truth. Let's agree that, yes, we have felt entitled to our brother's wealth or our sister's wealth. Mm-hmm. We have felt entitled to our brother's love or our sister's love. We have felt entitled to something that somewhat we do not deserve. We haven't earned it. We kind of feel that sense of entitlement towards our family members. Also, have you experienced your brother feeling entitled over your wealth, or your sister feeling entitled over your belongings or towards you, right? Do you want to share that with us as well? Let's have a bit of those stories.
Absolutely, indeed. And someone might be asking, what is this entitlement? If you want to give a definition to it, what does it mean? So it's just, how do I describe it? It's a simple manifestation of, or let me say, it's something that occurs when parents emphasize some kind of equal treatment, as it were, of children in the family, and then demand for equality then gets, superimposed onto the business. Or let me say, it's something that occurs when family members make demands that are based on perceptions of fairness, or based on, on family equality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're family, it's just fair that you act, it's just expected that it should be this way.
Mm.
That's exactly how it can be put. It has become a culture that is almost becoming a law or a norm in our society.
Mm.
And it has also crept into not just our society generally, but even specifically in our political system. You know that feeling, your brother is a senator.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel entitled.
Yeah.
And we have also encouraged it over the years. For example, if someone in your village right now, in your family right now, ask yourself, as a person, because we want to shake the table, is a senator of the Federal Republic, or is the governor of states of this Lagos state?
You just expect.
Will you be celebrating, let's say, your brother becomes the governor of Lagos state, or your uncle or wherever, your family member?
Mm.
Will you just be celebrating that? Automatically, first of all, you won't even look at the views to be in the political party. You say there's my political party. No, you will support by force. And the idea is not because you actually agree with the views, or no. It's because it's your family and you're already entitled. You feel that it comes with entitlement.
Mm.
You are not in government who but you're already in power. Atiwole, you start hearing statements like, well, things like that.
Yes.
So that entitlement, that family entitlement has come. And if the guy is not performing or maybe he's not giving you stuff, even your village can hold a meeting and say, you're a governor and
anything for your family.
You get what I'm saying? So yes, this entitlement has gone beyond just within the family, even our society at large.
So we asked a question earlier that could it just be that this culture is encouraged by our parents? Right? Could it just be that, you know, this culture started from our mothers and our fathers who, in their own bid to instill love, in their own bid to instill togetherness, in their own bid to instill, oh, he's your brother, she's your sister, you know, that bond within family. And then somehow along the line, when you get to a stage where you should now understand that you're an adult and you're responsible for yourself, now that value that has been instilled, it becomes difficult for that person to understand that. See, as much as this person is your brother, you are still responsible for yourself.
That's right. And you're a human being. Your head is on your neck. That is not to say that you're trying to put the family apart. Because entitlement itself can put the family apart.
True.
Saying that you should be responsible for yourself and realize that nobody really owes you anything. It's a privilege. It has become a norm because people have come to accept it as a good thing. But it doesn't make it a law. It doesn't make it your right. That's where the argument is. Because some people just believe that it is a right. Once it's a family member, I'm entitled. Once, you know, I'm entitled. The entitlement comes in different forms. It could be that, you know, you are using benefiting from it through their maybe they have a facility, you're just entitled to it, generally.
Yeah.
You're entitled to their wealth, you're entitled to their connection, you're entitled, you can just, you know, pick up your phone and just say, I'm so-so-so-so's brother, and you're now feeling entitled, even with other people, just because you're that. So, guys, we want to hear from you. What do you think about this? Have you had a personal experience? Did our parents encourage it? Are they positives? Are they negatives? What side of the divide do you belong?
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01-465-7190.
You can send a tweet at Nigeria Info FM, and the hashtag is WUL, Nigeria Info WUL, hashtag the Techers, hashtag family talk with the Techers.
The phone lines are buzzing. A few people would want to share their story most likely. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's your name?
So I had a personal experience.
Okay.
And I feel like society has, it's okay. That's why people do these things. So I know people, I have family members, and I have friends who get upset with me because they feel like they're not using the opportunity well. And I'm like, why? I shouldn't. I should be able to do my own thing. You know, we should be encouraged to do our thing. And they're like, yeah, but this person can do this for you now. Just one phone call. And I'm like, no. So the general public, there's this thing where they feel like as long as I know the person and the person's a politician, I have to eat out of it. So I think it's more of a cultural thing. If you cannot understand the kind of pressure I'm under sometimes, like, just call now, just call now. I'm like, no. You can do it yourself. You don't have to call people. I think it's a really, really bad habit. And perhaps, like you said, families encourage it. Because I wasn't raised in the kind of family where they say, oh, because you're the oldest brother, you have to do this for your sister. You don't have to do nothing for anybody. Because then they start to feel like you owe them.
That's
you understand?
True.
So I think it's something cultural. And we need to break it. And adults need to own, they need to take responsibility for their actions as well. Even if you were brought up that way, you owe yourself to do the right thing. So we need to stop saying it's in the family, it's inbred, it is not. You're an adult.
All right. Thank you for sharing.
Now, she said something very profound.
Yeah.
How that parents will grow up and say, hey, you are the older one, do this for your sister.
Yeah.
Oh, you are the older one, do that for your brother.
The older you are, the bigger your
meat. The bigger your responsibility over your younger ones. Now, not that it is wrong, not that it is bad, but what I think that some parents fail to do is to also teach them independence.
Yeah.
So as they grow up to that adult, stage of their life or phase of their life, they're still dependent. You see, that's why they say elder ones, firstborns. If you are a firstborn, shout out to you. the Lord is your strength. So shout out to you.
Yeah, but
because you know they keep your younger ones keep coming back to you.
Yeah, as for, a standard.
Yeah, they keep coming back to you, depending on you for clothes, for shoes, for connection, for these. And there's that if you don't do those things, you become the bad one because
Absolutely. They
feel like that is your responsibility. They have been taught or programmed to take all of those from you, that they are entitled to all of those.
Absolutely. Now, would it be a fair statement to make to say that this sense of entitlement has promoted some kind of laziness amongst some category of people? You could answer that, Lagos.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, good morning. Your name?
Good morning, it's Tekes.
Good morning, sir.
Let me apply. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Thank you. It's all right.
Welcome.
All right, let's talk.
Thank you. I researched on this topic because it has more demerits than merit.
Mm. Yeah.
Before population increase, it had merit.
Yeah.
But now with population, you know, Abraham Maslow's need hierarchy.
Yes.
Love and belongings are the middle.
Yeah.
That means there are things you must meet before you get to love.
Mm-hmm.
One, you must meet the physiological need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Food, clothing, shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to safety need.
Mm-hmm.
But now the economy is harsh.
Mm.
It's not really easy. And the whole thing is born out of the victim mindset in that my father trained him to university and now he must do it to me. He doesn't want to. He's eating the money. He's even a governor or senator. He's eating the money alone.
Mm.
It's born out of victim mindset. It encouraged wickedness and evil in the society.
Mm.
So my solution is that we should follow the U.S. pattern, social security.
Yeah.
Let everybody be kind of, the government eases our pain.
Yep.
Once you feel like Americans feel America, that's why they walk tall at the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Let all of us feel Nigeria.
Mm.
Then your brother will not look at you say that he must put all his problem on you.
Mm.
He knows that he has his SN number and the government will give him some benefit end of the month.
Mm.
They share clothes somewhere.
Mm.
Mortgage will provide accommodation. And society will be well.
Okay.
Ideas will not reign because
right.
American statement is ideas are capital. The rest is just money.
Okay.
Right now, Nigeria, money is the idea.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Well said. Well said.
Right. So he came from both psychology and went all the way to politics and went all the way to... So he took us quite on a journey.
Absolutely. And and I mean, social security is key. And we understand that it's poverty in the land.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't change the fact. In fact, that's not going to change in 20 years. It's not going to change in 15 years, in 50 years.
Mm.
Poverty is not going to change. It's not a doom. I'm just saying it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're going to, you've got a plan. Dubai planned 50 years ago, this way they are. So we're talking about now, this situation that we're in right now. And entitlement has, you see, when something's not abused, if something is not, if it's a privilege and it's not abused, you keep enjoying it.
Mm.
But the moment you abuse a privilege or you convert a privilege into a right, it now that you've abused it.
Mm.
So at that point, it now causes problem.
The question is, do they see it as a privilege?
That's why they've changed the privilege as a right. That's what gives them the entitlement.
That's what I'm saying. That do they see it as a privilege? You have to understand that
it's
a privilege first.
Yeah.
For you to say, okay, I can now appreciate this.
They
don't
change
deserve
it
this.
From their mind. They change it from a privileged status to a right status. And that is what makes them to abuse. That's what leads them to abusing it. So that's where we want to agree. Some people will tell you right now, I saw a tweet just the tweet was almost suggesting that it's only right that family members should have. We're not denying that family should not have family members. But when it becomes an entitlement to the point where at the detriment of whoever,
it's providing that help or providing that support.
It comes from many angles. My father helped, like Nicola said, my father has paid the school fees now. He's now a big man. Was there any signed agreement that because your father paid school fees, he has to help?
If I am going by that...
It's just out of fairness.
If I'm going by that, personally, I'm going by, my father helps people and so they should help me too, I'm supposed to be like a billionaire right now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm supposed to be like a billionaire.
Me too.
Just make a phone call and, you know, get things right. But that's not... I mean, it doesn't work that way.
That's right. That's right, it doesn't. But that's the society we live in.
Mm. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, well, my name is Abdul.
Welcome. Go ahead. We're listening to you.
Okay. I'm of the opinion
that there's nothing really bad in brother assisting or giving us
and being entitled. We're talking about entitlement, yes.
Yes, there's not. I don't see anything really bad because normally if one wants to look at it from the Western culture, it's not really like that. But in this part of Africa, the level of poverty is much, and we don't structure things in the way that seems to favor everybody.
Okay.
So, like in the Western culture, you can see somebody that is not working and they have benefits from the company and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's not like that here.
So
okay. I think if one has the resources, there's nothing bad. But we shouldn't see it as right.
All right. Okay. I mean, you just the last statement just contradicted what
everything
you said. You know, we shouldn't see it as a right. That's exactly what that's the bone of contention here.
Mm.
You know, seeing it as a right.
Yeah.
Because that's the way people see it. That's what that sense of entitlement.
Right.
What are the positives?
Exactly. I was going to ask because, you know, we asked earlier that what are the positives to this and what are the negative implications to this? So, yeah, we're not saying outwardly that it is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's some sense of positivity in it.
Yeah.
It could be that, there's sense of, belonging to the same social setting or to the same family unit. It could also mean that I love my brother and my brother should love me back, which is nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there it could also mean that we have or we share a certain bond that we shouldn't break.
Yep.
But we also know that there are other negatives to it.
Yeah. And one of them is that abuse and also that sense of entitlement.
Which is what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. We're asking you if there are positives. Go ahead, defend it like the last caller until he said the last statement he said. And then if you've had a personal experience, you can share with us.
Right.
All right, a few messages before we wrap this up, and certainly we shall have a part two of this, right?
Okay, so on WhatsApp, we have Patrick from Ogba says, good morning, the techers. If only humans can really understand that we own nothing in this life, the only thing I know we are entitled to legally is our husbands, wives, and children, if which death can still do us part.
Mm.
Okay, he says, so let's not be too into all these things.
Mm.
All right, let me see. Another coming from Adams. Adams says, the black tax discussion, Omo, it can be tiring, especially when you are the firstborn.
Mm.
It got to a point that I was solely depressed because I felt the weight of the world on me because I had to work to provide for others. It's painful sometimes. All right.
So the mindset of entitlement is also, could you have been encouraged by those who also are giving, who are allowing it? For example, like that gentleman, he said he was overwhelmed.
Mm.
But I mean, he
encouraged it.
He cannot stop it because generally he too has come to believe that, well, maybe they're entitled to it.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we also, maybe tomorrow, right, when we can have a part two of this conversation, we'll look at the root of it.
Yeah.
The very, very foundation of it, which I want to believe comes from the family setting before it comes all the way to the society.
That's right.
So we'll delve deeply into this next time.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we need to wrap this conversation up as Power Solution is up next.
Absolutely. So guys, don't forget, you can still go on the socials where this was streamed and drop your comments there. And the conversation will continue tomorrow. Like Andrea said, we'll have a part two and get to the root of the matter. The root of the matter. So that we can, dig this deep and get the best out of it. Remember that you can follow us on our socials. Andrea _Teke on Instagram.
And on Twitter as well. And here's Collins _Teke on Instagram.
And Collins Teke on Twitter. Or just Google Andrea.
Oh, Google Collins.
God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.